Welcome back to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn with Bob Wolf. Bob, developer in Durango for over 45 years. I'm going to say, you know, citizen of the year. And eventually in this interview, we're going to ask you about all the boards you're on. But last break, we started talking about the secondary access to Animas Air Park and how that all kind of ties in with, you know, developing La Posta Road. And, you know, my comment was if the county were to put a secondary access road through the gravel pit at the south end of Animas Air Park, and you can correct me if I'm getting this wrong, I would think that that would allow developable space at Animas Air Park, which then brings in, you know, property tax revenue based on commercial properties, not residential. And the return on that investment for that road could be, you know, could be astronomical, so to speak. And a long-term investment, it would make sense. Am I wrong?
You know, I'll tweak that a little bit. You're right. You're logical. But there actually is a road at the south end of Animas Air Park that Four Corners Materials built for their gravel mine. And we actually, when they repaved our runway half a dozen years ago, we actually made a connection between the air park, South Skyline Drive, and their road. But we both mutually agreed that we would put a crash gate there, and Corolla Hanks is the only one that has the key to the lock box so that an emergency responders can go. They offered to sell us the road for $1.4 million, access to their brand new road for $1.4 million. And we, the Air Park Associations, since 1977 or eight, is dramatically underfunded. We have revenue about $50,000 a year. So we voted on it and spent, Jerry Zink spent about $30,000 on getting the engineering done, and it failed dramatically. But you have a couple of things. One, Julie Westendorf once said in a public meeting, she said, you know, we get a lot of complaints, but we've never had a complaint about Animas Air Park because you can't see it. Any place you can't see, you don't get land use complaints about. But what's happened is the county adopted this well-intentioned rule, but the unintended consequences when it stopped development at Animas Air Park. There is a secondary road. So if I was a county commissioner back then, I would have said, okay, well, Four Corners, we're going to condemn the road, make it a public road. And when you condemn a piece of property by the takings laws, it happens in a couple of meetings. Then you go to court to figure out how much you got to pay for it. And it's that simple, but expensive. But you're right. La Plata County has only taken tax revenue out of Animas Air Park for 40 years and not returned anything. They did pave La Posta Road, right? It was a gravel road when it was started. So,
sure.
So yeah, there's ways to work around. Interestingly enough, to jump back to the city does not have a secondary access requirement because I was the planner that took the tech center through the process. Uh-huh. We don't have a secondary access. We have an emergency gate that goes to the cemetery, but no secondary access. So someday the city may be able to fix our problem because they don't have this arbitrary rule that the county adopted. After the county adopted it, the air park hired Russell Engineering to do a survey of all of the industrial parks on the western slope of Colorado. And actually they picked up some on the front and they said, how many accesses do you have to your industrial park? Guess what? There wasn't any that required two accesses.
Huh. Interesting.
And I gave it to the planner. It was a nice, long, big spreadsheet of all these communities. What did the planner do at that time? Put it in his desk and threw it away. You know, they have a problem with turning over on planners, and he didn't want to deal with it, so he just buried it. And it's a staff-driven organization at the county and the city. If you don't have good staff people, you don't get anything done. They slow walk it, bury it in their drawer, or leave and take another job.
Well, and that brings up a point, you know, I guess being, you know, visionary, and I use the bridges to the future, which used to be called bridges to nowhere, and I remember CDOT one time, and it was Nancy Shanks, or it could have been Sid Zink, who knows, Steve Parker, they said, you know, we at CDOT, we project 25 years out. And in 25 years, we're going to need those bridges, you know. And I thought, well, that's an interesting way of looking at it. And if we, and you've been here 45 years, I've been here 40, and time flies by. And if you look at that, Annis Air Park, as you say, is out of sight, out of mind. You don't see it. So, and then in someone like Stone Age, who I always look back and go, they were a water jet blasting tool company, but they had to truck water in. I mean, you know, that doesn't make any sense. But that all being said, what an opportunity for growth and development at Animas Air Park if, you know, they made the secondary access. And I know the one access is fairly steep up the hill to Animas Air Park. So secondary access, you know, might help improve that, the grade up to the park. But I guess, you know, looking in my crystal ball and saying, all right, La Posta Road's going to be, it's being developed. They're looking at running water sewer out there, you know, and put the infrastructure in, they will come. And the same thing at the same time, why not make that secondary access and work out an agreement with Four Corners Materials to make Animas Air Park and return the return on that investment because of the industrial, light industrial and commercial appraised properties, there's going to be revenue coming in. I mean, it's am killer. I missing something?
Yeah. No, there's a lot of revenue that goes into the county from Animas Air Park. I think that Animas Air Park has produced more revenue for the county than any other commercial area in the county on private roads. And what they could do, they could also, there's first a secondary access, which is an arbitrary rule. And then they look at it and said, oh, well, you're front road. It doesn't meet our La Posta Road standards, the city standards. So you have to rebuild the La Posta, the road coming up to the air park too. It's another place that it could help. Now, I want to pause and switch gears to Coshack Mesa, the Poster Road area. Uh-huh. We have been working on plans there for, she's coming up on the last La Posta Road plan that was adopted was August 2013. And next year will be 10 years into that. We were working on an update. That plan was supposed to be updated. It's in the plan. It's in 2 years. Well, it never happened. And they started doing it in 2017. The county and the city worked along and they eventually stopped and did not conclude the La Posta Road area plan. All the other area plans in La Plata County were updated. They stopped on La Posta Road and threw us under the bus and didn't have the last two meetings, which one was on finance, the other was on archaeology. And it's just one of those things that you get frustrated and the staff change over and they got to relearn everything. It's a challenge. But the good news is that the city of Durango has stepped up and the city council and Scott Shine have said, their planner has said, we're going to tackle this. And they have a plan in place that they're going to try to annex the valley floor and get the sewer thing going. I understand from Scott a week or so ago that they're going to start spending money on the design drawings for the sewer plant. That's great. We got to cross the river to connect to South Durango sanitation. I was a proponent when I was on the city's water and utilities commission that the whole sewer plant should have been down, moved down to the La Posta Road, but that didn't happen. Yeah. But that was the big picture. That's what should have happened.
Well, and again, when you mentioned that, and there's so many different, you know, topics we can discuss, I'm definitely bringing you back on my show because I look at that and, you know, and again, looking at 25, 50 years out, you know, and, you know, they say blankety blank flows downhill and it would make sense in my opinion. And so as we look to, let's say, you know, the next 20 years, city, county, getting together, landowners, getting water, sewer, internet connectivity, all of the infrastructure down La Posta Road, how far down, I mean, is it going to Weasel Skin Bridge? Is it only going to go a couple miles? What do you see and hear to allow that development to happen and then bring that all up to city standards and having the availability sorry, that's my phone, the availability of the, you know, multi-use residential and, you know, business parks. What's your view of all that?
It's going to happen. It's going to be painfully slow. But the good news is that with city's leadership, and they're going to get this happening. In my opinion, if they, you know, we like started now, it'll be 3 years before sticks are up in the air, before anybody can actually build anything off the sewer plan. But we used to call it the cattle guard. There used to be a cattle guard down on La Posta Road all the houses on the left-hand side close to the river there, that's where basically the infrastructure will stop. Although the Southern Utes are involved in talks with the city and the sewer extension and water extension. And they own property just south of there that they're interested in developing. But that's a really a long-term, that'll be years down the road in the timescales you're talking about.
Yeah.
But backing up, what broke this all loose was a county move some 20 years ago when they actually built Rivera Bridge.
Ah.
That was a deal changer. That was a significant, there wasn't a bridge there. You know, I'm talking about the one by home, behind Home Depot.
Right.
That one there, La Posta Road just went on and blended into how Bodo, blended into the Bodo grid.
Right.
And it would have never been, it would have been a real challenge to build. So the county stepped up and really thinking forward, we're going to build this bridge and it's going to start growth. And it has, but it's the follow-up hadn't been there. But this year they got money in the budget to do some La Posta Road improvements. It's interesting to me, a lot of times, like the whole Florida Road thing, you remember when Florida Road was paved here out of the city about
like 14 years ago?
Yeah. But La Posta, Florida Road was highly impacted. All the growth of Vicedo and Forest Lakes and all that stuff out there developed. And it was a challenge, but it supported that growth. Now, the way the planners treat it is we don't want to do anything like that ever again. We want to build all the infrastructure up front. Well, when you front load it and you try to force a developer to front load it, we want you to rebuild La Posta Road or Animas Air Park Road. It's it stalls things out. So I'm happy to see the city stepping up and the county to some degree of saying we're going to figure out the annexation and the sewer, and the roads are in the conversation also.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, talking to my colleagues throughout the country and part of many different, you know, national chamber organizations, and you mentioned it earlier, most municipalities and communities say, where do we want the growth to occur? Oh, we want it to occur down La Posta Road or out at Three Springs. Okay, well, therefore, we're going to put the infrastructure in because we know the long-term investment will bring retail, which brings sales tax for the city, and then commercial property revenues for the county at assessed values. And so the return on those investments come back, you know, tenfold in a long-term investment. And as you say, you know, with Bob Ledger and, you know, former administration, that, you know, development must pay for itself. And when development has to incur those costs, they don't absorb that as a developer. You know this, I'm preaching to the choir. That gets passed on to the consumer at the end price of the home. So instead of a home being, you know, $300,000, it's now $400,000. And, you know, and as prices are going up right now, we continue to see that. We got to take a break coming up here in a little bit. And so I hope you can stick around. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you, pull up your credentials, because I want you to list off, you know, at least, you know, maybe 5 or 10 of the boards you've sat on over the years. But no, I do want to ask you what boards you've been on in the past. And, you know, kind of, I'm going to then say, all right, if Bob Wolf were king for a day, what would you want to see happen in Durango and La Plata County? So that's the question I'm going to ask you. So we're going to take a quick break. Again, you're listening to AM 1240 KDGO 98.3 FM. Back with Durango Digs in a few minutes. Jack Llewellyn discussing Bob, discussing, you know, future plans and things with Bob Wolf. So we'll be